Так, де Сюзерік Тирінган Томас Дрискл. Це Томас Thomas. Томас Thomas. Дрискл Д. D as in David, Driscoll. Thomas Driscoll, age 82. Date of birth is 6/28/39. 6/28/39. Date of visit 2/4/22. This is a consult from Ernest Karamis. That is Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. And Karamis is Karames, Ernest Karamis, MD. Next paragraph. History of present illness. The patient is here for evaluation of a lung nodule. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has previously been noted to have a right lung nodule. Detected on a CT chest done in April of 2021. The patient apparently had a CT done at an imaging center in Jacksonville Memorial Hospital, and was found to have a small hiatal hernia as well as a 6 mm nodule in the right upper lobe, and follow-up CT in 6 to 12 months was recommended. There was also a pericardial effusion noted at the time. The patient states that the patient's wife states that a CT scan was ordered as an outpatient, which has not been done as yet, and she will go for it this month. Period. The patient does have a past history for multiple medical problems, including history of aortic valve replacement and a history for permanent pacemaker defibrillator placement. The patient had a TAVR, T-A-V-R, done in 2020 and had a open aortic valve replacement done in 2021. He also had a past history for atrial ablation and history for cardioversion. He has had carpal tunnel surgery and bilateral knee replacement surgery, as well as bilateral cataract surgery with implants. He had a CVA in 2020 and a peripheral vascular disease with vascular procedures. He also had arthroscopic surgery in the past and has had a trigger finger release. The patient has hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and chronic back pain. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years and then quit, drank alcohol moderately. Worked as a fireman for 36 years and quit. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a heart disease and father died at an elderly age. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. Denies double vision or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and enlarged prostate. He has some shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has some leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, Diclofenac 75 milligrams daily, and Amitriptyline 50 milligrams daily, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Protonix 40 milligrams a day, and Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly male, alert, pale, and no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Pulse is 86, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 214, saturation 99. HENT abnormal cephalic pupils, reactive, steroid clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis with occasional wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, asthma on S2, no murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses, no cap tenderness, the mild varicosities, and minimal edema. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, right lung nodule, etiology undetermined. Number 2, COPD. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 4 is history of aortic valve replacement. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. Advised to get a polysomnographic study. Is also advised to use a ventral and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN for shortness of breath. Advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ernest Karamis. C-A-R-A-M-E-S, Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, M-D. Ernest Karamis, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to this other.